Whether it was the spectacular fizzle of the Great Chicago Fire Festival or an ice skater bungling up a triple axel, witnessing failure can make us cringe, but it can also make us laugh, and sometimes it is impossible to look away. That's the appeal of the internet phenomenon of the epic fail video. And you know what I'm talking about. YouTube is littered with them. Here's a popular theme right now, the hoverboard fail.
Let's go, ready?
Watch out!
Oh, oh, are you okay, Mom?
Before I sat down with NHPR's weekend host and web culture guru Brady Carlson to talk about why fail videos are so engrossing, our producer Maureen McMurray wanted to make sure we were good and ready.
So what I've done is I scoured the internet for a fail compilation of fail videos. It's really hard to find. Actually, before I start, Virginia, have you ever seen a fail compilation?
Yes, I admit that I have seen them, and they made me feel dirty and feel like I should take a shower afterwards because I've witnessed humanity at its worst.
And Brady, have you?
It's pretty much all I do.
So here you go. I'll just play a few minutes of it. You can, you know, tell me when you've had enough.
Yeah, watch out for scooters, I guess.
Or bad.
When you're on
motocross
scooters.
Bicycles. Oh, bad. Auto accidents are not funny.
I would never kick a vehicle next to me while I'm on a motorcycle. Drunk Guy Falls, otherwise known as 75% of the internet.
Oh. Did he get electrocuted?
Just got electrocuted. Boy, that even somehow beats falling.
Okay, go-kart video. This isn't going to end well. Ooh, go-kart.
Oh, jeez.
Skateboard delivery guy.
I'm unclear on the concept of the skateboarding delivery barista. Whoa.
I'm really embarrassed at how much time we
lost. It's so wrong and yet so right. Wow.
Okay, so after we wiped away tears of laughter, Brady and I discussed the allure and the origin of the fail video. He started by pointing out that even the lo-fi homegrown fail video uses a pretty predictable formula.
So there are certain tropes in these things. So even if I haven't seen, you know, half-naked drunk guy riding bike onto ramp into pond and falling on his head.
You'd
number 342, I've probably seen at least.
But isn't that funny that we actually know something terrible is going to happen and still the element of its horribleness catches us?
It's almost now at the point where you would be surprised if the guy landed correctly.
Right.
And splashed and everybody high-fived him.
Well, I think that's the whole question about failure that I find so fascinating, that triumphs are the thing that we're going for, right? But they're not as interesting as people failing.
Well, in a way, there's a couple of things going on, I think, because there is actually research about why we love fail videos, sort of the psychological motivations behind them. I mean, one piece of it is that it's comedy 101. It's the thing that you don't expect
slapstick
to happen happens. Mm-hmm. And slapstick, is, you know, in most of these cases, it's perfect. You know, people falling down is funny, unless it's you.
Right.
But the other piece of it is apparently there's some kind of innate need for schadenfreude. We love watching other people fail. There's some need we have, and some research has actually suggested that it goes back to, you know, the primordial competition that if someone else is failing,
then you're succeeding.
Then we're succeeding. I mean, isn't that sort of the theory behind shows like Jerry Springer, that if you're watching these people whose lives are train wrecks, that you feel better about yourself? So in a way, fail videos are kind of a short form version of that, where we can feel like, well, I'm not the idiot who decided to ninja kick a pizza and fell on his head.
Well, some of them are so funny, but some are people really getting hurt. So what is the line between a funny fail and a just cruel fail?
I think part of it comes back to another comedy 101. You never punch down. So if somebody legitimately gets hurt, I mean, that's not really funny, I don't think. Unless they're not really that hurt or they did something that you could have seen this was going to go wrong.
Right, some big show of bravado.
So there's a sort of a karmic aspect to it. They get their comeuppance. you know, the other piece of it is that, you know, the internet can be a rough place. You and I might see some of these fail videos and go, oh, somebody got hurt. That's not funny at all. That makes me feel horrible. But there are places like 4chan, you know, which is notorious for more reasons than I can even get into here, or even certain parts of Reddit where, you know, something where somebody gets legitimately hurt is like the point. You know, that's what they laugh at first. Mm-hmm. So mileage varies on the internet about what's funny and what's mean.
We can trace this back to early humans, but I started looking at fail. You know, I just Googled the word fail and I got top hits for fail blog, epicfail.com, fail army, fail pics, ultimate fails, compilations. When did these become a thing?
Well, I think they started appearing in large numbers around the time that YouTube really took over the internet in 2005, because people started to realize that they could easily share videos of anything. They started to, including fails. I trace the attachment to that word fail with these videos when Failblog, the actual site Failblog, started in 2008. That's part of the Cheeseburger Network now, which is sort of a giant meme farm spanning a couple of different websites. But, I mean, like you said, this is not new to the internet. I mean, when I was a kid, there were basically failed TV shows. There was TV's bloopers and practical jokes. There was America's Funniest Home Videos. So this goes back way before the web.
And they can get very specific online. There's, you know, a universe of them. Fails to satisfy any kind of taste. So what are some of the sites and blogs that out there that you enjoy?
Well, a longtime favorite of mine is Cake Rex, which has been chronicling the worst of cake decorators over the years.
Right. Tell us more about that. I mean, they're just so wonderful. You see these cakes that inspire you, you know, in a Martha Stewart magazine or something, and then they take photographs of what they really look like.
Yeah, and some of them are just not, you know, they look like I decorated them, you know, just not very well done. And other ones, they actually look nice, but there's something that the decorator misunderstood about what they were supposed to do. So there might be a cake in which a person had asked for the inscription section to just be left blank, and the decorator instead put the words "leave blank" on the cake in frosting. So, I mean, Cake Rex has been a huge success for years.
Where they run out of room.
Oh, they run out of room, yeah. Another site that I love is called Bad Newspaper. It used to be called Crigo. It takes the goofiest stuff from newspapers. A lot of headline fails, like Senior Center Holds Old Bag Sale. Just really bad stuff. Another one that I really love, which is hard to describe on the radio, but it's a Tumblr blog called Terrible Real Estate Agent Photographs. So how anyone thought any of these photos could sell houses, that's hard to explain. But, I mean, like you said, if those aren't your cup of tea, there's drunk people fail sites, there's animal fail sites, there's epic sports fail sites, there's every kind of fail site imaginable.
I'm speaking with Brady Carlson. He's NHPR's weekend host and our web culture guru. And we're talking about epic fails, the internet, and why it is so darn hard to look away from them. Since we both work in broadcasting, maybe we can admit that we take a certain pleasure in the reporter fails. Let's hear from some of those.
And certainly if we look at, you know, the changing complexion of this cabinet compared to the last one, the one yesterday, and what we can see is that
Adam, do you want to take a pause?
Yep. No, I swallowed a fly. That's all right.
Well, I won't be talking to the rose expert anymore.
I know. But you can ask me anything about peonies.
I love peonies.
Oh, flowers. Peonies. Yeah. Yes.
Good morning.
It is Thursday, March 13th. You are Marcia.
I am. I almost jumped you there. Sorry about
that's
that.
Okay. You can jump me anytime. Not that way.
Yes, we all have a moment like that. Just some of us haven't have had them happen on the air, right? I once mispronounced my own name on the radio, and I once gave this station's website as nhpr.mug. So reporter fails are dear to my heart.
I just can't remember ever having made a mistake on the air,
but I think you're the exception.
Well, of course, we all fail. And you talked about the sort of idea of loving to watch other people fail. But, you know, is there a less malevolent or less self-serving way of thinking of that we can forgive ourselves for our own failures when we witness other people doing it?
I like that idea. You know, there's the site Awkward Family Photos, for example, right? Because they have these photos where, you know, families are dressed up in costumes for really strange reasons. And, you know, you can laugh at them, but a lot of people are laughing with them because there are a lot of families out there who made their kids dress up in bunny suits for Christmas or whatever it was. So, I mean, sometimes it can be that feeling of recognition that, like, oh, I thought my family was the only really bizarre one out there. And here's this whole universe of people who share this common and incredibly bizarre experience.
You just got to put it to work and make money on
it. You got
to
work it.
You got to work it.
You got to own your brand.
Thank you so much for risking failing with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Veronica. I mean, Virginia. Oh, man. Epic public radio fail. Sorry.
Brady Carlson is NHPR's weekend host. He's the author of the new book, Dead Presidents, and he's our resident web Sherpa.